Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska state troopers and U.S. Fish and Wildlife officers used drones and game trail cameras on New Year's Day to locate the man alleged to have committed as many as five burglaries in Cooper Landing. 46-year-old Homer resident Troy Holzheimer was tracked by law enforcement for more than a day before being located on January 1st. According to the Department of Public Safety report on the incident, shortly after 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve, troopers received a 911 call that a family returned to a seasonal cabin located in Cooper Landing and found a male sleeping inside. The man matched photos taken from a game trail camera from a previously reported burglary. Troopers say there had been as many as five different recent burglaries reported in the area. The report states that although tracking in the snow was successful, the suspect had traveled a vast distance down Kenai Lake Beach toward Crown Point, adding that tracking was called off on December 31st due to a lack of resources and available light. With the dawn of the new year, law enforcement resumed their search by boat and helicopter. Holzheimer was eventually located southwest of Porcupine Island, approximately 8 miles from the burgled residence. The report says he surrendered without incident. Holzheimer was charged with multiple counts of burglary and theft and is being held without bail at Spring Creek Correctional Center. Saltwater charters in Alaska will have to report their activity using an Alaska Department of Fish and Game e-logbook service beginning this year. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Department of Fish and Game announced on Thursday, January 2nd, that saltwater charters in Alaska will now be required to report the activity using an ADF&G e-logbook service. A department press release cited the implementation of mandatory electronic logbook reporting for the charter sector in Southeast Alaska, saying the practice has proven beneficial to both industry and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. ADF&G says that recent restrictions on saltwater species throughout the state have highlighted the need for more accurate and timely reporting in all regions. The department said that through the cooperation of the charter industry in Southeast Alaska and voluntary e-logbook users in the remainder of the state, the e-logbook has proven to be more efficient, timely, and an effective data collection mechanism. Some of the areas of improved data collection include e-logbook data are submitted faster, more easily, and more accurately than on paper. Data verification, ADF&G sending emails to you specifically to data errors, is dramatically reduced for e-logbook data. In the Southeast, where logbooks are mandatory, charter data are available to fisheries managers in a substantial shorter time frame. Considering the success in Southeast and to promote timely and responsive fisheries management for marine species in all saltwater areas, ADF&G has extended the 2021 Southeast Alaska e-logbook mandate to include all saltwater charter operators statewide. Beginning in 2025, all saltwater charter operators will be required to report their charter activity using the ADF&G e-logbook. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Hillcorp Alaska Gas Storage, a recently formed subsidiary of Hillcorp Alaska, has applied to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to approve the creation of a new gas storage facility on the Kenai Peninsula. With the facility, Hillcorp hopes to address a potential gas shortage during winter months in South Central, a threat that has become more real in recent years. The subsidiary filed the application for permission to operate the facility at the Kenai Gas Field, south of Kenai. The proposal responds to growing concerns about gas supply in the region, especially following an extra cold period in January of 2024. The cold, coupled with a failure of a pair of wells operated on the Kenai Peninsula by Cook Inlet Natural Gas Storage of Alaska, nearly triggered an energy rationing failsafe that would have required residents to reduce energy use. Kenai Peninsula Republican Senator Jesse Bjorkman believes an additional facility on the Kenai Peninsula could lessen the supply burden on local energy providers.
Having a redundancy of available gas, it can be a really great option for both the NSTAR utility as well as AGA.
Additional storage, however, is just part of the solution, says Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki. Alone, it solves very little, he said. New gas supply volumes remain a necessity by 2027-28, or the empty storage will serve no real purpose. Both new storage and new gas are necessary. The regulatory filing from Hillcorp argues that the second storage facility would benefit South Central Alaska by offering more diverse storage options, preventing supply disruptions, and supporting economic stability. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.